keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
I'm David Oliver with your latest headlines from 13 News. Health officials report only one additional case of measles in Kansas this week. The KDHE dashboard lists 80. We were at 79 cases last week. The cases are still concentrated in 11 counties in southern Kansas. Protesters rallied outside the Topeka office of Kansas Senator Jerry Moran. They're concerned about what could happen to SNAP benefits and Medicaid in Kansas under the president's Big Beautiful Bill. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall praised that bill's border funding component and defunding of Planned Parenthood during a national TV appearance this week. Kansas Treasurer Stephen Johnson wants to oversee the state's finances for another term. Johnson made the announcement this week that he will seek re-election in 2026. No other candidates have filed yet in that race. David Oliver, 13 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Farmers and ranchers face a significant increase in taxes this year if Congress fails to renew the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
If taxes increase, that takes out dollars that farmers can then invest back into their business and back into their community. EY, a consulting firm, estimates that expiration of TCJA provisions would lead to agriculture alone losing 49,000 jobs.
Farm Bureau economist Samantha Ayoub says it's encouraging the reconciliation package, the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill, which would make the tax cuts permanent, has passed the House.
That is obviously not a completed process. It's important that those provisions that were kept in the House continue into the Senate.
Learn more on the Market Intel page at FB.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance for storms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 89. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 67. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Were you where it hailed but not sure if you have any damage that needs fixed? Stop by DeVore Auto Body and Collision in Beloit to make sure. Paintless dent repair available. Free estimates available by calling 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, located at 700 Brooklyn Avenue in Beloit. Here for you in your vehicle's time of need. DeVore offers 24-hour wrecker service, plus Doug and his staff do car and truck dent repair, rust repair, and full refinishing. DeVore Auto Body can also replace your windshield, does chip repairs, spray in bed liners, auto repair including AC systems and recharge. Just call DeVore Auto Body and Collision at 534-1982.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency, LLC, is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Coming up, it's your KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Harvest Report. Brought to you by Guaranty State Bank and Trust, Midway Co-op, State Bank of Downs, Agmark LLC, Hanson Auction and Realty, Fouts Insurance, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, Crumbaker Oil and Feeds, MC Auto Works, and Central Valley Ag.
This is another KDNS 94.1, Z96.3, The Lake 2025 Wheat Harvest Report. Today we're talking with Jared Remus from Downs. Jared, how's things going out there south of Downs today?
Well, going pretty good. We're having some pretty good yields this year. It's been pretty enjoyable cutting a crop like this.
Well, Jared, where'd you start? What'd you get into? And talk about how the rain affects you a little bit. Obviously, we don't want to turn away rain, but when did you start and how long did you get to cut before the rain?
Oh, we started, I'd say 4 or 5 days ago, and we got a good couple, 3 days in, and we got a few showers, and we've kind of been holding us off, but I'm thanking goodness for the rain. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, it's a heck of a lot better than 3 years ago when nobody hardly cut any wheat around. So anyway, what percentage of crop would you say in your rotation is wheat this year?
I'd say we're about one third wheat.
Yeah, that's kind of a commonplace whether they want it or not. But kind of talk about what you've gotten into in and around Downs, especially today, as far as varieties and yields.
Yeah, we mainly farm south of Downs, so we've been seeing anywhere from around 60 to 85 bushels an acre, just depending on if it's summer fallow or a continuous wheat. So some of the summer fallow has been up around 85 bushels, so really phenomenal yields. And we use a variety called Winter Hawk is what we're using, and it's a real kind of a pretty hardy wheat, and it stands good and got a good disease package, so we really enjoy it.
So tell us about your family and who all helps with harvest.
I farm with my dad and my son, so it's kind of neat. We got three generations now, so it's been real enjoyable farming with my dad and my son. It's really been fun.
Yeah, and I understand your son is a pretty good trap shooter. I don't think we want to get into a shooting contest if it would rain and shut you down again, from my understanding.
No, I think he can handle it pretty easy now. He's a pretty good shot.
Well, with you and your dad, Perry, in the last 20 years, what would you say are the most significant improvements in your farming practices with wheat?
I would say just the varieties they have now, and kind of the new practices we're doing with kind of a minimum tillage or no-till, and the equipment is so awesome nowadays that you can get a lot done in a short amount of time, and it's really enjoyable to run this new equipment or newer equipment.
So when we have an inch of rain and have kind of a humid day, how long does it kind of take? I know it's variable, but from the time it rained last night to the time you got to cut today, about how long was it?
Oh, we didn't get started till 3 or 4 o'clock, and it's still a little bit wet, so we're getting ready to kind of call it quits. It didn't dry out too much today. The humidity was a little bit too high, so I think we're going to try her again tomorrow, but I think they might be talking to rain tonight, but we won't turn rain away.
Well, Jared Remus of Down, Kansas, that's music to my ears, 60 to 80 bushel, and been a long time since you guys had those yields, and much needed. If we can just get them prices up for you, we'll all be celebrating a little bit.
Yeah, it's been a fun harvest. It's kind of fun to cut a crop like this.
Well, Jared Remus of Downs, Kansas, God bless you, and hope you continue to roll in that 60 to 80 bushel wheat.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Purple Rain, Kansas State men's basketball's alumni team will once again compete in the $1 million winner take all, the basketball tournament, or better known as the TBT, but this year as a co-host of the Kansas City Regional at Municipal Auditorium from July 19th to 23rd. Purple Rain will co-host the regional with JHX Hoops, which is a collection of Kansas-based alumni. The Kansas City Regional is one of 8 across the country, including James Madison, Lexington, Louisville, Syracuse, West Virginia, and Wichita. The number 3 Purple Rain will take on number 6 Shine on Saturday, July 19th at 1 p.m. Central. If Purple Rain advances the second round, they'll face a winner of number 2 seed JHX Hoops or number 7 seed Off the Hook, a New York-based team, on Monday, July 21st at 8 p.m. The Kansas City Regional Championship game is set for Wednesday, July 23rd at 6 p.m. Central. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Managing your bills just got easier with Cunningham Fiber's online bill pay. No more stamps, no more trips to the mailbox, just fast, secure payments right from your device. Choose automatic payments and your payments will be direct and dependable, saving you time and stress. Stay connected, stay secure, and stay in control, all with Cunningham Fiber. Sign up for online bill pay today and simplify your life with the power of fiber fast convenience. Cunningham Fiber, speed, reliability, simplicity.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
Today we're talking with 2016 St. John's Beloit graduate Parker Gates. Welcome home, Parker.
Hey, thank you so much, John. I appreciate it.
Parker, you went a year to K-State to college, and then you went to Fort Hays State and completed your degree. You stopped in Victoria, TMP, among others, and recently just moved home to take the PE position at Tipton. What else will you be doing as far as coaching and teaching in our area?
Yep, so I'm going to be teaching over in Tipton. I'll be teaching there, coaching high school golf over there, and then I'll also be coaching high school football and basketball at St. John's Tipton.
Well, Parker, you were on one of the best St. John's Beloit Tipton basketball team. 2014 knocked off Sharon Springs in a miraculous game. I'll never forget that game at Gross Memorial Coliseum. Kind of talk about that game and your memories of playing high school football and basketball at St. John's.
I have a lot of good memories just from playing there, and that's, you know, part of the reason why I wanted to come back and just kind of, you know, help lean on and share some of those memories and build some more memories with the kids around here now. And but yeah, high school sports for me were really special, just getting to play with the guys that I grew up with, playing all the time, playing on the weekends, going over to each other's houses. So we had a special group of really great friends and brothers back at that time, a lot of brothers and family on those teams that we still keep in touch today, and we're in a lot of each other's weddings and, you know, and all having kids now. So it's just cool to see how far we've all come since that time.
Well, Parker, you kind of married football in the fact that you married Doug Oberle, one of the greatest football coaches in not only the history of Victoria, but the state, won numerous state titles, married his daughter a year ago, and kind of talk about being Doug Oberle's son-in-law and coaching football and what you learned at Victoria with those couple years you were there.
Yeah, so Doug and I had a relationship that went back to when he coached against us when I was at St. John's, and he was my coach in the eight-man All-Star game. And then while I was coaching high school girls basketball out in Hayes, I ran into him and he asked me to come interview for a football job. So I ended up getting on staff there with him for 2 years. And we kind of built a very, very friendly relationship just from, you know, coaching together. And shortly after that, I started dating his daughter and decided I probably better get out of coaching with him, and moved on from that realm. But just from an experience standpoint, Doug was a great mentor to me. He, you know, obviously has the wealth of knowledge and experience and championships to lean on for himself. So getting to learn under somebody like that and that, you know, has more knowledge than I'll ever have is very special. And then just having the relationship that I have with him now, you know, is just an added bonus too.
Well, Parker Gates, tell us a little bit about your history of coaching, where all you've been. We said Victoria TMP, but you made a journey to Madison Hamilton the last couple of years. Tell us about those trips and what you did as far as coaching sports.
Yeah, so I started coaching junior high girls basketball at TMP. Got into the high school realm there and then started coaching high school football in Victoria. And then, as you said, I moved on to Madison Hamilton. I coached football down there for 2 years, started up a golf program there for a year. And then this past year, I moved up to the Olathe Overland Park area and actually coached boys basketball at a 5A school, Blue Valley Southwest. And then that got me to where I am today and moving home and coming back to a little smaller school.
Well, Parker, tell us a little bit about who you'll be working with and what your who you will be working with and coaching football and basketball with.
Yeah, so that's kind of another, you know, one of those cool things that coaching and playing in a small community has done for me is I get to come back and I get to coach with somebody who knows me pretty well. So Lance Bergman, he's the current St. John's Tipton football and basketball coach, and he was my coach in basketball back when I was in high school. And so just, you know, having that relationship, he knows me as a player, knows kind of my mindset, and we get to kind of hang out at the golf course here and there and play golf together. And we have a really good working relationship and just a personal relationship too. So we get along, you know, well enough to hang out outside of all the sports realm. And so I think we'll get along just fine inside of the lines too.
Well, just as soon as you moved home, living with your parents for a little bit and then get a new house somewhere in town, you got a kind of an interesting job this summer, don't you?
Yeah. I got roped into hanging out with you a little bit more, but that's never a bad thing.
No, it's not. Well, Parker Gates, welcome home. We look forward to talking to you about all things, including sports at St. John's and Tipton, and certainly appreciate your help at the Beloit Country Club this summer.
Hey, thank you so much for all you do. We really appreciate you.
Entrusting your loved one to a funeral director is a very personal and emotional decision. The funeral director you choose must understand the importance of the decision you've made. At Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments, we take things personal and are honored to be chosen to help your family in a time of need. We're here to support you through every step of planning, offering immediate need, pre-planned arrangements, and monument sales. Everything you need in one place at Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments, with locations in Beloit and Downs. Call 738-2235 or visit us online at schoenfhm.com.
At Solomon Valley Hospice, we recognize the value of every moment. Our aim is to clarify common misunderstandings about hospice care by emphasizing comfort, respect, and support for individuals and their loved ones during difficult times. Your values and choices matter, and we're dedicated to walking this journey with you. To learn how our committed team can support you or your family, call 785-738-9260. Solomon Valley Hospice, enhancing life through compassionate care.